USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making his first public remarks since being cleared of two articles of impeachment by the U.S. Senate yesterday. He spoke at the annual National Prayer Breakfast, Trump saying that he and his family and the nation have been put through a terrible ordeal by dishonest and corrupt people.
Courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong.
Before beginning his remarks, he held up a USA Today edition with the giant one-word headline, Acquitted. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he's opening an investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Shortly after yesterday's impeachment vote, the Iowa Republican senator announced he'll seek records of Hunter's travel while he was under U.S. Secret Service protection. Grassley issued a statement with Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, saying they're continuing to investigate potential conflicts of interest on the part of Hunter Biden to boost his business ventures in Ukraine and China. Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas has passed away. He died yesterday at 103. Leonard Maltin, the film critic and historian, says Douglas did it all.
He did comedy. He did action films. He did high drama. He did melodrama. He played Vincent Van Gogh. He played all kinds of working men, cowboys, and everything in between.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
American astronaut Christina Cook is back on the Earth after a record-setting 328 days aboard the International Space Station. Cook, an Italian astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut, landing safely at 4:12 Eastern Time this morning. Cook broke two records during nearly 11 months in space. She was part of the first all-woman spacewalk and spent more time in space than any other woman ever has. A new human rights report says at least 138 people who were deported from the United States to El Salvador have been killed. The group Human Rights Watch releasing the report saying the majority of deaths occurred less than a year after the deportees were returned, some within days. The report also documents 70 cases of sexual assault or other violence against returning deportees, and the group says the report comes as immigration policies are further being tightened in the United States. And Viola Davis will be playing Michelle Obama in a new Showtime series. The Oscar-winning actress will play the former First Lady in a new drama series called First Ladies. The show will follow the various spouses to American presidents. The first season to highlight Obama, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Betty Ford. A premiere date for First Ladies has not yet been announced. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.